a reminder, those Florida ballot amendments need 60% plus one to pass. The local amendments need that 50% margin. And in Clay County, the school district and its superintendent, David Broski, probably feeling pretty upbeat about those results that came in. Are you all feeling like this thing is over and you have that half-cent sales tax for infrastructure going forward?
This is a great night for the students of Clay County that we're able to provide for them the type of infrastructure that we always dreamed of having in Clay County, but never were able to finance.
How significant was the push to get the support? Did you feel like you had to really press harder than maybe you have before throughout Clay County, or did the need really show itself in recent years, Superintendent?
You know, Rich, you know, to tell you the truth, this is a weird time of in our history. You know, we've recognized the needs of the community as far as people. Many people have lost jobs, and there's, you know, there's much uncertainty in the world right now. But I'm just so proud of our community to recognize that schools are important. Education is important. Our students in Clay County are important. And this half-cent sales tax will help us provide the type of environment that we want our students to have in Clay County. So this is a victory for all of Clay County, and certainly is a victory for every single individual student in Clay County schools. Couldn't be more proud of our community tonight.
We're going to hear from your colleague, Diana Green, here in Duval County, as that also has passed. So our two local counties supporting the infrastructure needs. How important of a message do you think that is to the community about the investment in public schools and the infrastructure, technology, and security needs going forward?
I just think it's a victory for all of our students. I think that when you look at our situation, Clay County Schools has 900 portable classrooms. That's the third most in the whole state of Florida. We would like to have excellent facilities for our students and to make sure that our students receive a world-class education. And tonight is the first step in giving them that. So just so very proud of everyone within our district. So proud of the community and so proud of the voters of Clay County to recognize that this is important. Whether you have students in school or not, this is still important for everyone.
What oversight will you all have in place to ensure that every dollar is spent as it is supposed to be?
Yeah, we'll have an oversight committee. The committee will actually make sure that each and every taxpayer dollar is spent on the appropriate project that's outlined in the plan. You know, I know that that was a concern of our community, but I appreciate the support and the recognition of the community, how important it is, and we'll make sure that every dollar is spent for either growth or maintenance needs within the district.
Congratulations to the Clay County Public School District and to Superintendent Dr. David Broski. Do appreciate your time this evening.